ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंट 4 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 29। परित्याभ्यर्च्यधिष्णाग्र्यम् पार्षदाव अभिवन्द्य च पार्षदाव अभिवन्द्य च येषातद् अधिदिष्ठातुम् येषातद् अधिदिष्ठातुम् बिभ्राद् रूपं हिरण्मयम् बिभ्राद् रूपं हिरण्मयम् परित्याभ्यर्च्यधिष्णाग्र्यम् पार्षदा अभिवन्द्य च येषा तद् अधिष्ठातुम् बिभ्राद् रूपं हिरण्मयम्। Paritya, having circumambulated. Abhyarcha, having worshipped. Dishnyagriyam, the transcendental aeroplane. Parshadau, unto the two associates. Abhivandya, having offered obeisances. Cha, also. Yesha, he attempted. Tat, that plane. Adhistatum, to board. Bibhrat, illuminating. Rupam, his form. Hiranmayam, golden. Translation and proper by His Divine Grace, Laisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Before getting aboard, Dhruva Maharaj worshipped the airplane, circumambulated it, and also offered obeisances to the associate of Vishnu. In the meantime, he became as brilliant, as illuminated, as golden and molten gold. He was thus completely prepared to board the transcendental plane. Purport: in the absolute world, the plane, the associate of Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu himself are all spiritual. There is no material contamination. In quality, everything there is one. As Lord Vishnu is worshipable, so also are his associates, his paraphernalia, his airplane, and his abode. For everything of Vishnu is as good as Lord Vishnu. Dhruva Maharaj knew all this very well as a pure Vaishnava, and he offered his respects to the associate and to the plane before riding in it. But in the meantime, his body changed into spiritual existence. And therefore it was illuminating like molten gold. In this way, he also became one with the other paraphernalia of Vishnu Loka. Mayavadi philosophers cannot imagine how this oneness can be achieved, even in different varieties. Their idea of oneness is that there is no variety. Therefore, they have become impersonalist. As Shishumara, Vishnuloka or Dhruvaloka are completely different from this material world, as a Vishnu temple within this world is also completely different from the material world. As soon as we are in a temple, we should know very well that we are situated differently from the material world. In the temple, Lord Vishnu, his throne, his room, and all other things associated with the temple are transcendental. The three modes, Sattvaguna, Rajaguna, and Tamaguna, have no entrance into the temple. It is said, therefore, that to live in the forest is in the mode of goodness, to live in the city is in the mode of passion, and to live in a brothel, liquor shop, or slaughterhouse is in the mode of ignorance. But to live in the temple means to live in Vaikuntha Loka. Jai. Everything in the temple is as worshipable as Lord Vishnu or Krishna. So this is according to this Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada, very nicely explaining that we are all now, whenever we are in the temple atmosphere or the association of devotees, we are living Vaikuntha. This place is no other than Vaikuntha. So we should be very, very careful and don't take it for granted. And we are actually living in Vaikuntha. This is very, very special place. This is why you see the devotees sometimes. We are empowered by Krishna to do so many amazing devotional service because we are in the spiritual world, actually. We are not affected by the material modes, passion, ignorance, even goodness. We are always in goodness, spiritual goodness, suddha-sattva, pure goodness. Goodness may be one thing. You like something, you offer something to people, you're in a good mood, you help people, open a hospital. These are goodness. It's more of goodness. But actually, pure goodness, suddha-sattva, is to live in a situation of devotees, living in the temple atmosphere. That is pure goodness. People doing all kinds of good things. They take care of animals, they're vegetarian, and they do good things to the world. But it's not a vegetarian. But doesn't make them devotee. So many animals dancing, singing for Krishna. That's pure goodness, form of consciousness. We're in here, we feel really good. We're not in the material world. Maya. Material world is a place of Maya. This is why we feel in India also. You go to the temples and we feel. People have that devotion. They feel Krishna is there. Now, they're in the temple, they're crowded, bhoga, a flower, some sweets, to offer to the deity. That place called Dakor, a very special deity, very ancient. And so I thought, they told me when they opened the curtain, you can be so crowded in here, you won't be able to move. So I got myself in the front. And then by the time they opened the curtain, everybody had offering. You couldn't even hold it in front of you. You had to hold it up like this because it's so crowded. And nobody in the temple, they felt any miseries. They didn't feel any type of stress. They were singing the name of the deity, Krishna, Jai Krishna, and they were in ecstasy. Even though they were all squashed up in between the people, they had their offering in one hand, the other hand they were like this. They were in so, and there was one old man, he was being squashed in between other people. But he was smiling and he was so happy. They're not affected. So when we are in the temple room, when you are in the association of the devotees, we're actually in the spiritual world. That's what it means. But our consciousness may not be we are thinking of Maya, even in the temple. So Krishna consciousness means we have to engage the mind in thinking of Krishna. Man man bhava mad bhakta mad daji mam namaskuru. Pay obeisance to me, Krishna said. Mad bhakta, become my devotee, worship me. Are you offering flowers to Prabhupada, offering flowers to Krishna? You see, Krishna is there, Prabhupada is there. That consciousness. Oh yeah, just offer some flower like that. Your mind is where? You have to think your offering, Krishna is there. He's accepting my offering. If Srila Prabhupada was here, we wouldn't be just going around here. We'd be right in front of Prabhupada. The Prabhupada is there. He's present. So his murti is there. So when you go Harinam, chanting in the street, it's a showtime. Transcendental showtime. You know, Maharaj is in the front. There was this thing in the Facebook, we were arguing about it. You know, how women are in the front. In the early days, they were at the back because they should be inferior. They are at the back, they're not in the front. So there's all this thing going on. So I started writing back. And then I said, it's good that they're in the front. We are attracting people to Krishna consciousness. They dress nicely and they are so happy. And then the guy was saying, somewhere from the US, he was saying, oh, you are using the women to attract the people. That's not the way. Stuff like that. And then I was writing back, it's a strategy. It's not, it's a process. Jena tena prakarena, somehow or another we have to engage people. Gauriya Math, no women, the women not allowed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the women couldn't come near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was so strict. They had pay obeisance from distance. And you have women, you have men, everybody, school. This is Prabhupada's mercy. Srila Prabhupada's plan. You know, I just went to India. Everything, oh yeah, I want to get on the airplane. It's such a nice thing. The most hardship in life is when you're stuck in the airplane for so many hours. It's you, your seat, and you're sitting bunch of karmis, they're eating meat, and it's just such an austerity for a devotee. And I bought prasadam from Jagannath Puri, and they're taking out their, you know, sandwiches and stuff. I got this malpura and all kinds of nice sweets. They're looking at me. I said, oh, you got to be a devotee to eat this. You have your tea. Srila Prabhupada was travel all around the world in an airplane. So many times. He went around 10 times or more. Around the world. 14 times. 14 times. I went around the world 3 times. Yeah. And all the temples in ISKCON. I had a desire, and I asked the Gurukul, I said, I want to see all the temples in Europe, America. No one's going to stop me. Then I had to travel to Indraduna Maharaj. He said, you follow what I say, tell you. So I had my ticket, it could go to New York, Hawaii, LA, you can go to Dallas, you can go to so many places. Mara said, no, only you go where I go. I said, I pay for my own ticket, so I can go where I... He said, no, you're with me, you go where I go. So I couldn't go all the places I wanted to go. It was like here, New Zealand, Los Angeles, and... San Diego, Paris, and all over Europe. So I wanted to go so many other places. So when I left Maharaj, I said, I bought another ticket. I went all around the temple. I wanted to go wherever, every temple in Europe, to appreciate Srila Prabhupada's work. Yeah. So when you can appreciate Krishna consciousness, you really enjoy Krishna consciousness. There's no holding back. There's so much more enjoyment in spiritual life than you can chew and chew on this chewing of the chew on the material enjoyment in the material world. Sense enjoyment in the material world is chewing the chew. They go to India, they make the sugarcane juice, they squeeze every drop out of it. Every drop. They put it in again, squeezing it, there's hardly any juice left. And then they chuck the stuff on the ground, and a cow come by, and then they're chewing it. Oh, no, no, no. Try to get any drop left. There's nothing in it. So material enjoyment, sense enjoyment is just like that. Chewing the chew. Punascharvita Charvananam is mentioned. Chewing the chewed. Sense enjoyment in the mature world, we think, wow, there's so much enjoyment out there. Let me, you know, nothing. Squeezing every drop out of it. And Krishna himself, he's the ocean of pleasure. Reservoir of pleasure. We have one drop. If I say I'm thirsty, and you give me one drop of water. No, it's not enough. You need glasses of water. You drink, and you'll be satisfied. So Krishna consciousness means it's a reservoir of pleasure. We're not getting it. We're not enjoying it because we're keeping ourselves out of it. We're just putting in feet. I just put just a toe touch and bring it in. Oh, too cold. It's too hot. We're identifying with ourselves too much. So we're just suffering. We're not enjoying that Krishna consciousness because we're keeping ourselves outside of it. It's there. So, you, Dhruva Maharaj, he went to the spiritual world in the same body. Same body. Imagine all of us, and we have a big Harinam, phew, everybody goes. The same body, back to Godhead. Wouldn't you imagine? That's my like greatest wish. To have a big kirtan, rocking kirtan, phew, last mantra, Hare Krishna, phew, same body, fly up. It happened already. Dhruva Maharaj stepped into the airplane in the same body. Can you imagine? Would you like to go back to Godhead right now? Oh, wait a minute. No, actually not, because I have something to do. There was these three ladies. This is an Indian story. There's three ladies. Every day they used to come to the temple. Oh, Bhagavan! Oh, Radha Vallabha! Oh, Gopinath! Oh, Madan Mohan! Oh, Krishna! Please, take us back to Godhead. Please, please, take us. Every day they would pray like this. Three ladies. And then, one day, the pujari inside thought, maybe, let me check them out. Are they really serious or not? So the pujari, when they back the curtain, and said, yes! Like Krishna is speaking. Are you ready to go back to here right now? I'm willing to take you right now. Are you ready? So then the three ladies looked at each other and said, oh, actually not. We have things to do. But they're praying like anything every day. And they all went and never came back. Everybody had a reason to not go. So actually Krishna is ready to take us any minute. So, oh, I have to do this, oh, I have to do that. So many things. If you were saying, oh, I have to cook for Radha Vallabha today, I have to do this puja, that's okay. Because you're going to be doing that anyway when you go back to Godhead. So, we are tested, we are failing. We're not actually serious. We're looking like we're serious. Oh, yeah, yeah. Bhaktisvishya, oh, yeah. When you're tested, we have so many desires. Yeah. So, Dhruva Maharaj went to the spiritual world, the same body. And he walked on the airplane. And imagine, we see that, you know, when you buy a ticket, and you want to make sure you get on a better airline, not Air Asia. You're just stuck in there. And you want to go, you know, first class. You can lay down. They're always advertising. You get in the first class airplane, you put your feet out. You have to pay double the amount. But if you are in a spiritual airplane, it's known as Pushpa Biman. Airplane made out of flower. Can you imagine? Airplane made out of flower? Lord Brahma is sitting on a flower, lotus flower. And we haven't seen such big lotus flower. Lord Vishnu, he travels on Garuda. You know the birds? Australia is full of birds. They even come inside the air, in the train. Because here people are very kind to the animals. I was living in China. You never saw a bird anywhere. Or any animals, because they ate everything. When I came here, so many birds, so many, you know, here, just everywhere. So, Lord Vishnu, he travels in Garuda. Garuda is a huge, huge bird. They say it's as big as a planet. I can't imagine. Maybe. So when Lord Vishnu comes down here, the wings of Garuda is chanting mantra. Can you imagine? Hare Krishna. No, not like that. Different mantras, Vedic mantras. Big wings. And Lord Ramachandra, when he left, after he killed the Ravana, and he left for Ayodhya, he also went on an airplane. All the monkeys that died in the battlefield in Sri Lanka, all those monkeys got awakened by the mercy of Lord Ram. They got all new life. So they all wanted to go to Ayodhya with Lord Ram in that airplane. I mean, there's only so much room. Like we have a bus here, we get a big bus and we all go to Nigovardhan. That would be fantastic. We have to get a huge, we have to hire a train if everybody wants to go. But this airplane, thousands and thousands of monkeys died. They all revived into new life by the mercy of Lord Ram. And Krishna in Vrindavan also. So many cows. He lived to go over the hill. Thousands of cows. A million cows. And all the Brajavasis. There's only the hill's big enough, but it's all transcendental Krishna's energy. We can't imagine. So, even Srila Prabhupada, when he used to travel in an airplane, even as young guys like us, all of you, you travel 14 times in an airplane around the world, you'd be dead. We go somewhere and then you come back and then you don't want to get up because you got the jet lag, right? So Prabhupada was never jet lag. He went around the world and he did morning program and stayed up at night and wrote the Bhagavatam. We go once in a while somewhere, we come back, we're very tired. So Srila Prabhupada empowered by Krishna. His energy is in connection with Krishna. So in the spiritual world, everything is so full of life and full of joy, full of energy. This here in this temple room, everyone here also connected to that energy. This is why we don't feel tired. It's all in the mind. Oh, I feel tired. One of the name of Arjuna was, what's the name of Arjuna that he conquered the sleep? Gurakesh. So I always think to myself, I'm tired, Gurakesh. I don't want to be affected by sleep. At least we're affected by sleep, but at least we can think in our mind, I'm Gurakesh. I will not sleep. I was thinking this morning, so hard to get up. In winter time, it's really hard. You have so many blankets over you. Except a little bit of austerity. Just get up, throw the blanket to one side, and I purposely take cold shower. Just a little bit. Gurakesh. He was affected by sleep. I had Sika, it go around my head 3 times. So I have to meet so many big people. And what are you doing? So that, he didn't wash his Sika nicely. Cut it. It's such a beautiful thing. For my work, I had long Sika. Wake him up. Not long ago, about 20 years ago. In Prabhupada's time, it was even worse. You know, they're small. They're just straight. So-called, they had to call that is. It's falling on. Gurakesh is not artificially. You can become. You need to concentrate on the mantra. Even Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, bus, one round is done. Prabhupada. After Krishna's name. Just moving the beads. My mouth's moving, but thinking of something else. This your mind just dwelling, it's like dreaming. And when you're chanting japa, before chanting you feel very ecstatic, I'll chant. And the first mantra, overcome sleep. I'm thinking, I'm going to get up, chant 16 Krishna consciousness. Ah, yes, Prabhu, I finished my round, I had heaters on. There's no ignorance in the temple, Prabhupada says here. How come we're sleeping? When I come in the early days, 30 devotees, Matajis, all old ladies, young ladies, very strong and very hardworking, and 30 brahmacharis, full ecstasy. And we'd be sliding from one to the temple, like waves, hazy from devotees' sweat. And we'd swap the area. Matajis go to that side, the men go to this side, because they didn't dance enough. So we could slide. They have no idea. All the festivals coming. Last few months we had a break. Oh, every day. Soft kirtan. Now we're going to be full on. So, spiritual world is the place where we completely involve ourselves in Krishna consciousness. No room for Maya. No room. It's no space. Like you go to Mayapur, it's so many devotees. Everywhere. Everywhere you look, Krishna consciousness. You want to go in front of Radha Madhava? Forget it. You got to go early. Just reserve your spot. Otherwise, you're back of the line. But all the sannyasis in the front. But I used to purpose to go late so I could be at the back. Because I heard that Radha Madhava doesn't look the people in the front, he looks at the people at the back, over everyone. So I was in the back. So, Guru Rakesh, being spiritual, let myself just be loose and think of everything in this world. Let Maya just flow into me. Let me think of... No, strong. The strong is not big. The huge guy you can touch, like he's from one yoga pose. He was struggling like anything, sweating. He couldn't do. But he had huge... So, Krishna, that spiritual strength... If you want to get it, you have to get it sincerely. Sincere. Kal, tomorrow, manana. I'll chant. I finish my rounds. I'll do it tomorrow. Right now, okay. 70%. Everybody, Jai Shila Prabhupada. If you want to pay obeisances to Radhbalba or Sannyasi from a distance, you're really lucky you can join ISKCON. And this is Maharaj this morning did arati to Prabhupada. You buy a ticket. Here the ticket is free. The mantra is there. You won't get the ticket. Yeah. That's in Australia to call the government. This kind of business. On the phone. I can understand his English perfectly. For preaching. If it's like troubles, 4 o'clock, you're really on time.